This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is there any doubt that you have a friend in me? You have a friend. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, for those of you who don't know who me is. Who is me? I'm me, and you are you. And part of the you are yous, not to get too close into the Dems, Dads, D's, and Does, is Victoria Killen, who is here along with Kara Schillen. 888-302-3684. Put you in touch with us if you want to be on the phone. Follow with the continuing conversation Twitter at Good Day Show. So there is some good news. There's always good news. Depends on how hard you want to look for it and how important it is to you to feel good about the day. And so all of this discussion about what happened in Dallas and the shootings, whether it's this month or last year, we are really on edge more than we have been for a long time, I think, in our country. And so it's pretty interesting to see reactions. There were four policemen in a Pennsylvania town who were shocked when a couple of people came into a restaurant where they were having their break, their lunch, and they said, "We don't want to sit next to you." They wouldn't. They refused to sit next to him in a restaurant. So instead
Which
of getting...
Which is kind of crazy, right?
Of course it's crazy.
That's
it's
an
stupid.
Insane reaction.
It is. It's nuts. That's the problem with all of this. The anticipated anger or reaction or whatever it is. Come on, get a life, will you please? So anyway, this guy, Chuck Thomas, who's an officer in the Homestead Police Department of Pennsylvania, said to the other officers, we'll take care of this. So they picked up the couple's check and left him a note at the register. Officer Thomas said he hoped after the shooting that relations can be mended between police and the public. Here's the overview of that story.
On a typical night, if these officers from Homestead and Whitaker sit for dinner, they're often greeted with handshakes and gratitude. But Friday night...
We're sitting down, waiting on our food.
Officer Chuck Thomas from Homestead and his brothers in blue encountered something different.
A table goes to sit down, and the guy looks over at one of the police officers and was like, "No, I don't want to sit here."
And I said, "It's okay, sir. You don't have to worry about it. We won't hurt you." And he looked at me hard again and said he's not sitting here and walked away.
The couple moved to the other side of the restaurant for their meal.
I sat there for a while and dwelled on it, finished my meal, and Officer Strang thought, "Well, we should pay his tab."
And that's exactly what he did. Officer Thomas paid for the couple's dinner and wrote this message: "Sir, your check was paid for by the police officers that you didn't want to sit next to. Thank you for your support." Thomas also left the couple's server a 35% tip. After Dallas, tensions between police and the community have been high across the nation. Thomas is hoping to ease that.
Essentially, the whole goal of it was to let him know that we're not here to hurt you if you're not. I mean, we're not here for that. We're here for you. We work for the public. And we just want to, better the relationship between the community and the police.
Now, if every police officer or many police officers had that same attitude, we probably wouldn't have the problems we do. But there's always a communication gap. And more often than not, communication gaps create problems because you assume things. You think things. Okay, just because these guys are in a uniform, we don't want to sit next to them. I will tell you that my reaction to seeing police on the highway, for example, is to try to avoid them. Every once in a while when I'm driving and I see a policeman who's sitting beside the road, especially if it's on it doesn't make any difference really where it is, I look over at him. And sometimes I'll acknowledge them with a quick finger, not that finger, but might be.
Let's hope it's not that finger.
My index finger. It's very common, but I am mostly driving trucks that have farm plates on them, and so they acknowledge that, and they kind of like it. There's a warmth to that in and of itself. But I will tell you that I'm like most everybody else. When you see the police, I kind of want to go the other way. Unless they're going to directly engage me, I don't want to have a connection with them. But that's built on my own experiences, and it's time for a change. Let's give everybody a chance. You remember the old cornball expressions from when we were kids, let's give peace a chance? Okay, let's give the police a chance, and let them give us a chance. Let's just try to start over. Is that possible, do you think, if people and their judgmental nature will allow us to, or has it gone too far? It's like a lot of other things in our side. It's just gone too far. There's no turning back. See, I'd like to think that there was a way.
I don't know that there's no turning back. I don't want to believe that. I mean, I do think that you can hit refresh, you know. I think, but it needs to be, both sides have to really be willing and open to communication and honesty, because I think that there's just a mistrust there. There's a mistrust, obviously, on the part of the police as well, because, you know, whenever they see a black male in a car, it seems like, you know, the gun is drawn. So there's mistrust on both sides. And
especially if it's
healed.
A black guy in a fast red car with a blonde sitting in the car with him. You can count on that guy being pulled over. That's just the way it is. It happens. Los Angeles, notorious for that. White people can speed at, they don't use radar in California anyway. But I have never,
How do they catch you speeding?
They don't. They don't pay attention.
Oh.
If you're a white person driving a car, you can speed, you can go, unless you're crazy, like doing 100 miles an hour in a 65 mile an hour zone.
Right, right.
But if you're doing 75, 80, 85, they'll never bother you. Never pay any attention to you whatsoever. They wait until you wreck the car, and then that's when you get paid. You know, you wonder sometimes, I'm saying this with a smile on my face, there's so many wrecks on the 405 and on the 101 and the 110.
Yeah, you hear about that all the time.
It's like a demolition derby.
Yeah.
And that's because most of the people drive too fast and aren't paying attention to what they're doing, because they have their damn smartphone in front of them and they're paying attention to that, and they drive too fast and they wreck. So should the police be trying to pull people over who are doing that? I dare you. I mean, every once in a while you see people getting pulled over for using their phones. That does happen. But there's so much traffic, it's almost impossible for you to weed out.
Yeah,
you got to get into the traffic and weed the person out to get them to pull them over to the side of the road. And it's not an easy thing to do. Speaking of accidents, there's a photo floating around today. The scene of a fatal motorcycle accident in Kentucky that has gone viral in the last 24 hours. Viewers claim to see the victim's spirit leaving his body. There is, let's see.
I will be Googling that right
now. Am I the only one? This looks like a tree in the background. This does not look like a spirit to me.
The fellow that captured his fellow named Saul Vasquez. He was traveling along the road, and he shared it on Facebook, and now it's had lots of different shares. He said, quote, I took this picture a few minutes ago from the cab of my truck, an accident between a motorcycle operator and wherever he was on the parkway. And he said he zoomed in, paid attention to the shadow just off the top of the trooper's hat. Above the trooper's hat is the hat's white. But there's this translucent, like, object that you can see there.
Okay, that does look really cool. That is definitely worth a Google.
Right,
I don't know if Kara's right. It might be a tree, but that does look really cool.
Right, but it's something to talk about. How do you really know? You don't really know. So, is it something that's cool? Yes. Something to believe in? Maybe. By the way, I talked to Maria Trilogy last night about coming on to the program once a week. She's going to start next week. We're going to discuss all these sorts of things at some point. And we'll have them as podcasts, too, at DougStephan.com, at BlogTalkRadio.com, TuneIn Radio, all of that good stuff. So speaking of good stuff, in a moment, we have a video of the day today that is right up my alley, and hopefully it'll be right up your alley as well. That's up next here. It's 15 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
All right, here we are, 18 past the hour. So we're so involved in it. It's a radio program, folks, but it's all about video these days in many different ways. So we have a video of the day at DougStephan.com, and I must admit I haven't paid as much attention to them lately as I might have, and under the circumstances. Today, my attention is directed right to this. It's like when I see something that has cowbell in it, I'm right there. So how many of you remember
the cowbell,
we're adding more cowbell from SNL. This is a takeoff on the Blue Oyster Cult hit. Say it again, Doug. Blue Oyster Cult hit, Don't Fear the Reaper. And it's just foolish. Just go watch. It's just foolish, and it's fun. This is the audio from it for a minute or so at DougStephan.com. This is a cowbell. Why does that tickle me so much?
Yeah, the video for this is so great.
Yeah, it's a great video. Farrell's involved in it.
He's on cowbell, I think, right?
Yeah, he is on the cowbell. He's got a wig on.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
Christopher Walken.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
It's just silly. It just tickles me, and we need to have more things tickle us. So check out the video of the day at DougStephan.com. Another video that's making the rounds in California, police have released a body cam video, pretty dramatic footage, showing a 19-year-old basically stopped by a Fresno police officer. The police said to this fellow, show both hands, and this guy just ignores him. And there's a pretty dramatic story as to why the video was made public. And this, by the way, couldn't have happened in North Carolina. You'll remember that the state has outlawed using video or making them public this week. 21 after the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
And you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyways, you know. So people object to that line.
No.
One of the popular Hall & Oates songs. It's a bitch girl. I'm not supposed to say that on the air, am I? But they can sing it. Why can't I say it? I
don't know. Why can't you say it?
It's considered offensive language. And
really?
It might create a situation where the Federal Communications Commission would come down on top of me and charge me $35,000 for having said bitch on the radio.
Well, now we've said it a few times, so...
Yeah, let's see. Three times 35 is 105,000.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a bitch if you get fined.
I'm going to send the bill to you. All right. 24 at the hour. Victoria and Karen Doug. There's a problem, apparently, with Hall and Oates on the road this summer. The duo currently out on tour. They've been together for about 40 years.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, really, it's very cool. They've done very well for themselves. Lots of good, recognizable hits, and that's what people want to hear. So in an interview that was published yesterday, Daryl Hall says he still loves performing after all these 40-some-odd years. He's got an MTV show that a lot of people like to watch called Live from Daryl's House. There have been 75 different episodes that have been recorded in a studio in his house that gets aired on MTV. I've seen it a couple of times.
I like that show. It's cool.
I didn't get the gist of it at first. Did you? When you first saw it? Did you?
Well, my brother is a musician, and he loves it because Daryl just jams with people at his house. Yeah. So, like, I kind of knew going into it was sort of like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the interview, they talk about being on tour and the problems of which songs to sing for the set list every single night because they have so many hits. And I would think that would be a pretty good problem to have.
Yeah.
A lot of people that are not... this is one of my favorites. Then crank these up, Carol, will you please? Yeah, oh, man.
Watch out.
Hurry up, spit out. Well known, all of us who are of the male species have known women like that. What would be the counter? What's the counter from the point of view of a woman? What would be the counter of a man eater? What's the male equivalent? A player?
Player, yeah.
Really? Okay. All right. So we hope all of us avoid both of those. Anyway, great stories. Hall & Oates, haven't they written most of their music themselves?
I think all of it. 100% of their music they write.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they have good stories to tell. And you wonder... this is another great song. Crank this up. I can't go for that. So, what they're doing, I have said this many times, one of my favorite performers is Van Morrison. I love to go see him do his jazz version of a lot of his hits, but I don't want to listen to the deep cut material because I think it's, I don't, you know,
a lot of
like
people
it.
Feel that way, yeah.
I don't like
about
it.
Any artist. I don't really want
right.
to hear the B-sides.
Right. Went to see the Monkees a month or so ago, and it wasn't very good because they don't have their voices much anymore. I mean, they can if they work at it, but you know, they wanted to sing from the new album, and there was one hit that actually was on the album. It was a pretty good song, but generally speaking, the new stuff, it's like I'm a big fan of the Moody Blues, and I'll go out of the way. Justin Hayward happens to be somebody that I know, and I like to go listen to the Moodies, but I don't want to listen. He's got new stuff that he does on his own, and it's good, but I don't really want to listen to it.
Yeah,
I want to listen to the stuff that the Moodies have done so well. Anyway, Hall says in the interview there's a possibility of a deep cuts tour for them next year. Unless you're really a big, super Hall & Oates fan.
Well, I like the idea that they're telling people in advance if it's deep cuts, because then you can go to the tour if you want
right.
to see deep cuts.
And, they
and
know
if, you don't, yeah, if you don't
yeah.
want to see deep cuts, or if you don't want to hear deep cuts, you don't have
right.
to go.
Yeah. yeah,
exactly. It should be a movie. Instead of Deep Throat, it could be Deep Cuts. Right? Yes? No?
Music documentary. That would work.
Yeah, that's it. Good. Always thinking that's why she's here. Victoria Killen at 28 after the hour.
Teacher, beware. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We are all teachers. Whether we realize it or not, we are constantly teaching others about us and how to treat us. We teach people about us by our actions. And that's actually the same way we teach others how to treat us. Yes, one thing's for certain, we are all teachers. Sometimes you might forget that you're teaching. When you give in on something that you said you wouldn't give in on, for instance, you might not realize that you're teaching someone else that you will, in fact, give in. Whatever the lesson, be mindful that you are a teacher. Be mindful that your students are everywhere. Because the more you recognize that you are actually a teacher, the more you can create lesson plans accordingly. Visit drchristianconti.com to learn more about teaching.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because it's... Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Can we put this guy out of his misery? Where are we getting these? Come on, Kara. I want some upbeat,
well, you
exciting.
Find some upbeat friend songs for me, and I'll put them in the list.
You have a friend. All right, look, this, we'll cast a wide net, all right, Victoria? Everybody,
okay.
Everybody's charge is we'll cast a wide net for friend songs, and then we can sing a lot of songs that we... I mean, what can... We have
there aren't a lot.
Two or three. Why is that? Why aren't there
know.
More friend songs? Is it very positive, very focus on your friends and get friendlier? Like Natalie Morales and Matt Lauer, again, denying rumors. This is the kind of crap that just causes the same judgmental problem that enters into so many discussions that we have today. This is just a rumor, and it affects the lives of Matt Lauer's family and Natalie Morales' family. People say, oh, it's just in fun. Well, maybe it is, or maybe it's fun to gossip. They're saying, both of them are saying there's absolutely no truth to the absurd story. It's damaging, hurtful, and sexist. I agree with that. You know, so you can say, all right, Doug, why'd you bring it up? I brought it up because I wanted to sort of be the bully at the pulpit, manner of speaking. I have the bully pulpit. This is the Doug Good Day program, so I feel like expressing myself about these things. It's frankly sad, Lauer said, that somebody would tell lies to harm everybody involved.
Well, it must not be fun for their spouses.
No.
You know?
Now, there was a lot of Morales. The rumors, of course, were when she was in New York and he was there, there was something going on. Then she moved to L.A., right? Doesn't she have...
She is moving to L.A.
Oh, she hasn't moved there yet?
I don't think she's moved yet, but she's going to be the West Coast anchor.
Yeah. But, I mean, under the circumstances, it's not really... It's not fair. It's nothing serious. Well, it is serious to the people who are involved. And so I'd like to do something with this, but I don't want to be considered crude. So I'll move on to another gossipy bit of information. Would you believe that Christopher Darden says, I have new tips? He did a podcast with Adam Carolla this week, and the subject of the podcast was a new witness who has come forth in the O.J. Simpson murder case. He says, I got a phone call last week from a woman who told me that the night of the murder she saw O.J. on Bundy. He walked across her car, right in front of her car. She was driving down the street and O.J. ran right in front of her. She was near Nicole's place. She saw him, recognized him as O.J., but she just figured, that's O.J., all right. So I went about my business, she said to him. And the trial went on, and she decided at the time not to get involved. So, is this reasonable doubt? Are they still playing that O.J. thing on TV? Is that show still airing?
Well, there was the fictionalized, the dramatized People versus O.J. Simpson. And then HBO just ran the real O.J. story. That was like a six-part thing interviewing everybody involved. But why is this woman talking now?
That's the question. Right. It was way beyond. She was afraid to get involved. She didn't want to get involved. But now she decided she'd come forth. So she called Darden, and Darden's scratching his head thinking, okay, what is this at this point in time? All it does is make for good copy, and now I'm promoting Adam Carolla's podcast, so people are not, I think it's the number one podcast in America anyway, so more people are going to go listen to it today. Maybe what I should do, here's an idea. Why don't we take the audio from Adam Carolla's podcast and put it inside our podcast at Blog Talk Radio? Carol, is that a good idea? And then we can tell
everybody. Wouldn't that be, super illegal?
Nah. Why? It's public domain stuff. If it's out on a blog, isn't it public domain? That's all public domain stuff. People can steal my stuff all the time.
I think they're subscription-based.
Oh, come on. Don't throw cold water on it.
Sorry. I don't know. I like Adam Carolla. I don't want to steal his stuff.
Yeah, he is. I enjoy his. He's good.
Also, we're fine on our own. We don't need to steal anybody else's stuff. We're awesome. So, we're cool. We're good.
Speaking of awesome, thank you. The family and friends of the Frisk family working to raise money to cover the medical costs that are not covered by insurance. They have three children who all suffer from a rare white blood cell disease, and I couldn't even begin to pronounce this. It's a relative of gastroenteritis. They are also known as EGIDs, whatever these things are. And all three of the children have, as a result of that, asthma, eczema, digestive conditions that make it almost impossible for them to eat. And they've been dealing with this, and they're now apparently broke. I saw a posting, you know how we do this every once in a while. You go to GoFundMe just to see what's going on, and I get regular email from them because I do participate in some of the things that are there because I just think, that's my want. There's a whole long story about this and their family. I believe that at this point in time, they have raised, the ask went out last week. There are 575 shares on it. They've raised $19,000. They need $30,000 to continue treatment for the youngest of the children. So But they all have had this. They've treated all their children. But apparently it's something that you grow out of. If you can treat them and they get to a certain age, then they're over it or they can survive with it. But the youngest one has it, and she's having asthma attacks all the time. The other children spent a lot of time in the hospital. Now the younger one is there, if I understand the story correctly anyway. But I just believe that it's worth a mention. I'm sure you can find out more about it. I'm sure all you have to do is just Google Frisk Family, F-R-I-S-K, Frisk Family, and you can see the story. And if you want to help, this is the time when we all, Americans, say what you will about us and our attitude and the problems that we have, but I think we're a very generous lot. And we find things like this that attract us. And by the way, this speaks more to my theme of giving to causes that you want to give to and having a tax deductible rather than the government extorting money from you in your tax return to give to charities that somebody in the government thinks is worthwhile. If you don't agree, you still are giving to these charities. Whereas if you see something like this Frisk Family Medical Relief Fund, you could, you know, give them $100 or whatever it is, and then you can deduct that on your tax return. I find that to be much more productive, frankly. Speaking of productive, look at this. And I mean literally, look at this. Juno's first pictures of Jupiter. I happen to be standing, sitting, working, doing my program this morning from my pal's house. Jack Stockwell, the doctor that's here on this program frequently, is in Salt Lake City, and I'm here visiting with him today. And he has a telescope. And if I were to go to the telescope, I could see, I could look. He's got this powerful telescope that he can look at Jupiter. It's not Juno. We don't have telescopes in my house, so I have to rely on NASA, and most other people don't either. But the fact that this thing is sending back these pictures, 2.7 million miles, the spacecraft itself is 2.7 million miles away from the surface of Jupiter. Started orbiting Jupiter on the 4th of July, started taking pictures. And this is the first high-resolution image of this planet. It's very gaseous, and you sort of can tell that. But what it does,
it's really
at least,
pretty too. The
colors, it's
amazing.
Beautiful. Oh, the colors are magnificent. And you got to wonder what creates the color. Is it our imagination, or is that color really being created? I think that's part of the fascination here. The scene, NASA writes on its website, the scene from JunoCam indicates it survived its first pass through Jupiter's extreme radiation. That's what the circles are, the radiation. Now, remember, it's way far out, much further out than we are. We can't wait to see what the first view of Jupiter's pole.
Those aren't even, I think, the high-res pictures. Those are just the initial snaps that it took.
But think again about the distance that we're talking about here and how long
we
it took.
We have to do math again. We can't do math right now.
It appears that we have a problem with me doing math on the air anymore.
No, it's not you. It's all of us. None of us are good at math. We've all accomplished
that. No, that's not true. I think I'm pretty good at math. I just had to know the right starting number.
You were insisting that we were not 240 years old as a country.
Calculators. So you're not going to forgive me for one mistake that I made? That was the only math mistake that I've made that I can remember.
Well, that's a pretty easy one. Then you're getting into calculating light years.
Well, it's 186 miles per second.
Oh, come on. Victoria.
No. Yeah.
Why'd you bring us here?
Years. I was trying to get us away from math.
All right, let's get away from that. I want to talk about the aftermath of Brexit. The surprises that have been created, fear in the markets. You know how the stock market works, these characters on Wall Street. If you burp or have too much gas and you work for a company that's important, it'll affect the stock price. It's that silly. So why do you involve yourself in that? Why do you put yourself into that tank when there are opportunities? There are $20 billion now of projects that are looking for money in the real estate income area. So we started talking, I think we've been at this 2 or 3 weeks now, the amount of money that you can make that's guaranteed, that's secure, from the commercial real estate income fund.com website. Get the information there, watch their 5-minute video, or you can call them at 888-444-2102, and you don't have to sign up for anything. You know, you're not obligated to do anything. But if you have CDs you're getting pretty much zero on, and you have bonds that you're getting 2 or 3% on, and you'd like to have the same sort of comfort, this is fabulous. 8%. Real estate developers who use this money to either rebuild commercial properties or build new ones, they're the clients. Their success rate is what made this a guaranteed deal. So you as the investor get a quarterly profit sharing distribution, or you can put the money, you can take it out or you can put it back in, whatever you want to do. And you get a 2% revenue split at the end on top of the 8% yield. So this is very cool, actually. Commercial realestateincomefunds.com. A lot of you are calling for information. That's good. That's what they want. They want you to find out more about how this alternative way to earn a secure 8% yield works. 888-444-2102. Call them now or go online to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com and watch the 5-minute video. 888-444-2102.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
We hear lots of debate about government picking winners and losers, but most Americans don't realize how extensive taxpayer-funded subsidies really are. A look through the lens of liberty reminds us that the first principle of American democracy is that all men are created equal, and all are entitled to equal treatment under the law. So why should taxpayers provide billions in subsidies to giant corporations like General Motors, Google, Goldman Sachs, Dow Chemical, Disney, even retailers like Walmart, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Bed Bath & Beyond? Subsidies are intended to help particular industries and encourage particular behavior, but they can only encourage one by discouraging others. And they threaten not only our economy, but the essential foundations of freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves enjoy social climbing, 60-foot yachts, and high tea. The have-dones enjoy rock climbing, 60-minute massages, and low mane. Looking for fun things to do? Think Groupon. Need a massage? Think Groupon. Find a new restaurant? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
My
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Three past the hour now on what are we doing today? It's Thursday, isn't it already?
It is.
Thursday, the 14th of July. Tomorrow, the halfway point in the seventh month of this year. We are beyond the halfway point in the year. Unga Bunga, maybe, is our the reaction to that. All right, number of things in the Tech Talk focus here. Apple is going to go into the television business. That story in a second. The FCC making a mess out of yet another item. And Tesla. We might as well be the promotional kings for Tesla. Every day is a different story about Tesla. David,
well,
cheaper,
it's not
why
great
are we
publicity.
Promoting?
It's not Say great what? Publicity. It's not great publicity for them lately. The crashes, the autopilot stuff. I mean, it's
There's only three of those. It's not like it happens to everybody who gets in them. It's a lesson. I don't hold them responsible for that. I hold the people that are dumb enough to want to have a car that's on autopilot. I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
Well,
that's just lack of.
But what's the point of making
sense.
Autopilot then?
It's something to sell. That doesn't mean you have to use it. I have a lot of things in my car that are in the car. I don't use them. Do you use everything in that new flash machine that you've got?
Yeah, I love that. That's why I bought it. I bought it for the features. I love it.
Really? You use every single thing on the dash, every button, every whistle.
Yeah, it's not that
everything.
Complicated. Yeah.
Yeah.
So all the radio interface, everybody uses all the same thing now. The phone, you know, like the Bluetooth connection for your phone. You talk on the speakers, all that. Yeah, I mean, all the safety features. It's great. Every car is kind of the same now, so.
Yeah. Well, I have four-wheel drive in my pickup trucks. I don't use them unless it's snowing. you know, that kind of stuff. I think you might have things that you order just for the fun of it. It might just come as standard
stuff. Like, we have all-wheel drive. We don't need that, but it just came on the package, so.
Yeah, right. Okay, so, you might need it. Might come in handy in a slushy, snowy day in New York
City. Oh, yeah, eventually.
Kind of drive around? Sure, right. All right, anyway, so that's the Tesla promotion for today. In a moment, let's boo the FCC. That's coming right up here.
Know-how!
Cold weather slows your battery down. But if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's 15 bucks back and a new battery. In case your old one gets fried, that's Napa know-how.
And participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, let's get out of here. Victoria Killen, Doug Steffen with the FCC meeting today, the consideration of the 5G era. I'm, as I said a few minutes ago, with Jack Stockwell, and he made fun of me for having 3G on my iPad. So it works fine. What's 5G going to give me, Victoria?
Well, 5G is 100 times faster than your current wireless connection.
Really?
So, yeah. 5G is going to give you from 3G to 5G, you're going to feel like your head is spinning. Like, that's going to be such a massive upgrade.
I've heard that. That promise comes, these clowns from Verizon, they promise all this stuff with Fios, it's going to be much faster. Nonsense. Nothing works any faster, no matter how much of the stuff I sign up for. 200 over 200, doesn't make any difference. I still am at like 30 over 30. So.
Well, I have AT&T, and so my iPhone 6 runs on LTE, which is faster than 4G. So I probably won't notice much of a difference from LTE to 5G. But 5G is where we need to go next. So
really, we need to go there next.
Yeah, I mean, to keep up with global communications and everything. Really? I mean, other countries have already been doing beta testing on 5G, so we're actually behind.
So I guess I'm going to be in the dust with the 3G, right?
Well, eventually, you're just going to not have a signal. You're going to have to buy a device that's going to work.
Really? Another device.
Yeah. We're going to start calling you Gilligan. You're going to be stuck on the island.
All right, the Gilligan TV show. Let's go to the new Apple reality show. First ever TV program for them, debuting next year. What are they going to do that somebody else can't do? What's the rundown here on the show?
Well, they're actually casting it right now. So it's called Planet of the Apps, and it's for app makers, and it's a competition show. And it'll be following a bunch of these app makers, and you can still apply, I believe. The deadline is August 26th if you want to get your team onto the show. So it'll be interesting. It's Apple's first foray into TV, so they'll be testing it out and testing the waters. But I think it'll be an interesting show.
You'll be able to get it the same way you get Netflix and all that other stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And on Apple TV.
Yeah, I think we've signed up for Netflix, but not for Apple. Although, I think Netflix has the support now, and it seems to have
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.